все дивлюся, де моя Маруся, а я все дивлюся, де ж ти моя Маруся, а я все дивлюся, де моя Маруся, а я все дивлюся, де ж ти моя Маруся.
Як би мені себе кінч не білі санчата, я поїхав у село, де гарні дівчата,
а я все дивлюся, де моя Маруся, а я все дивлюся, де ж ти моя Маруся, а я все дивлюся, де моя Маруся, а я все дивлюся, де ж ти моя Маруся.
Чищену пару волі заставили хрести,
а я все дивлюся, де моя Маруся, а я все дивлюся, де ж ти моя Маруся, а я все дивлюся, де моя Маруся, а я все дивлюся, де ж ти моя Маруся.
А я тую пару волі по солі качаю, на припічку варенечки я на не погаю,
а я все дивлюся, де моя Маруся, а я все дивлюся, де ж ти моя Маруся, а я все дивлюся, де моя Маруся, а я все дивлюся, де ж ти моя Маруся. Чекарає, музи, чекарає, весілля гуляє, а на дворі печенька грає, веселя гуляє, а на дворі веселя гуляє.
А мого немає.
А на дворі песенька грає, песенька грає, веселя гуляє, а на дворі веселя гуляє.
А мого немає.
А на дворі песенька грає, песенька грає, веселя гуляє, а на дворі веселя гуляє.
А мого немає.
А на дворі песенька грає, песенька грає, веселя гуляє.
Our program was Toot E Tum from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, and this is a medley of traditional Ukrainian folk songs that they call Kasha. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. При мікрофоні Павіна Макорі. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Павліна Демчик-Макорі, your host. Thank you so much for joining me. We've got a great program lined up for you. We've got Sylvia Molnar with a recipe for poppy seed cookies. As well, since we just passed the 27th anniversary of the Chernobyl nuclear disaster, and that was on Friday, April 26th, we have Keith Perron with an encore presentation of a feature that he did on the role of amateur radio in getting the word out about the disaster to the rest of the world. As well, introducing a new voice to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, Renata Hananets, who is with the Faina Petrikova Center in Lviv, will be by with a special Ukrainian Jewish heritage feature. As well, our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next is the Hrim Band from New York City and traditional Ukrainian folk song Rozpriahajte Chlopci Koni, Unharness the Horses, Boys.
Розпрягайте, хлопці, коні, та лягайте, спочивай. А я піду в сад, зелений в сад, криничинку копать, Маруся, раз, два, три, калина чорнява, я дівчина в саду я одірвала, Маруся, раз, два, три, калина чорнява, я дівчина в саду я одірвала. Копав-копав криниченьку у вишневому саду. Чи не вийде дівчинонька рано вранці по воду? Маруся, раз, два, три, калина чорнява, я дівчина в саду я одірвала. Маруся, раз, два, три, калина чорнява, я дівчина в саду я одірвала. Ченько веде коня набувать. Маруся, раз, два, три, калина чорнява, я дівчина в саду я одірвала. Маруся, раз, два, три, калина чорнява, я дівчина в саду я одірвала.
Вона ростом невеличка, ще й до того молода.
Руса коса до пояса, косі стрічка голуба. Маруся, раз, два, три, калина чорнява, я дівчина в саду я одірвала. Маруся, раз, два, три, калина чорнява, я дівчина в саду я одірвала.
Вийшла, вийшла, вийшла дівчинонька
рано вранці воду брать, а за нею козаченько веде коня набувать. Маруся, а за нею козаченько веде коня набувать. Маруся, гей,
в
вона ростом, ростом невеличка,
ще й до того молода. Руса коса до пояса, в косі стрічка голуба Маруся. Руса коса до пояса, в косі стрічка голуба Маруся, гей!
Розпрягайте, хлопці, хлопці, коні, та лягайте спочивать. А я піду в сад, зелений в сад, криниченьку купать, Маруся, раз, два. Три калина чорняв, я дівчина, в саду ягоди рвала, Маруся, раз, два. Три калина чорняв, я дівчина, в саду ягоди рвала.
Маруся!
Калина чорнява, я дівчина, в саду ягоди рвала, Маруся, раз, два, три. Калина чорнява, я дівчина, в саду ягоди рвала, Маруся, раз, два, три. Калина чорнява, я дівчина, в саду ягоди рвала, Маруся, раз, два, три. Калина чорнява, я дівчина, в саду ягоди рвала.
You can now hear programs from PCJ Radio while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. It's free and just takes a few seconds. For more information, go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on the Stitcher logo on the right menu. PCJ Radio on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio.
The long-awaited film Holodomor, Ukraine's Genocide, is now available on DVD. Created by producer Marta Tomku and Hollywood film director Bobby Lee, this is the first U.S. film to spotlight the deliberate death by starvation of millions of Ukrainians in 1932 and 33. Holodomor, Ukraine's Genocide, sheds light on a dark chapter in human history, which to this day some still deny happened. DVD and more information at holodomorthemovie.com.
Сом лісом при долині, зозуленька кука тнині.
Гей-я, гой, лелія,
любовання то велика пасія.
Гей-я, гой, лелія, любовання то велика пасія. Пасія, пасія, пасія.
Ми зозулі не слухали,
Любовання, гей-я-гой, лелія.
And a song called Lisom, or Forest, and that was performed by a group called Pid Oblachkom. They are from Toronto, and that is from a CD by the same title. And Pid Oblachkom happens to mean under the window. And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. Poppy seeds have always been important in Ukrainian cuisine and were found in most Ukrainian gardens. My mom and dad were the only ones in the neighborhood who grew their own poppies, and I remember how beautiful the red flowers were. My mom used poppy seeds in many wonderful desserts. I learned from her that you should never just throw the poppy seeds dry into a recipe. To get the true full flavor of the poppy seed, you must first soak, then grind the poppy seeds. Mom used to grind them until they became milky in a special little grinder that I have never seen anywhere since it broke years ago. Now I use a Makitra, which is a ceramic bowl that has ridges inside it like a mortar and pestle. If you don't have one, a coffee grinder, blender, or even just a rolling pin will do the trick. Here's an easy recipe for poppy seed cookies that are absolutely delicious. You will need 1 cup butter, softened, 1 cup sugar, 2 large eggs, well beaten, 2 tablespoons sour cream, 2¾ cup sifted flour, 1/4 teaspoon baking soda, 1/2 cup ground poppy seeds, and a pinch of salt. Cream the butter and sugar until light and fluffy. Mix in the eggs and sour cream. Sift the flour with the baking soda and salt, then add the poppy seeds. Mix the dry ingredients with the cream, butter, and sugar. Chill the dough thoroughly before rolling for easy handling to about 1/4 inch and cut with a floured cookie cutter. Place on a greased cookie sheet and bake in a 375-degree Fahrenheit oven for about 12 to 15 minutes, or until golden or delicately browned. This makes about 1½ dozen. Try it. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Thank you.
And that was the Lestuka Ukrainian Orthodox Choir and Orchestra from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. That is from a CD called Step Home, Across the Steps. And the song was Nad Shirokim Dniprom, The Wide Dnipro, in reference, of course, to that famous river that is the heart and soul of Ukraine and runs right through the capital city, Kiev. Again, Lestuka with Nad Shirokim Dniprom. Coming up next, we're going to move a little bit east with another young group. This is a group appropriately named. They are called Molodsi, which means young people, from their second CD recording, Favorite Ukrainian Dance Melodies, Volume 2, and a song called Voroshka, the Fortune Teller.
Ворожка ворожила, мені ворожка сказала, мені ворожка ворожила, щоб не любила хлопців я, мені ворожка ворожила, щоб не любила хлопців я. Хлопець любить, та й покине, а ти дівчино будь сама. Бо хлопець любить, та й покине, а ти дівчино будь сама. Бо хлопець любить, та й покине, а ти дівчино будь сама. Оченята, поки не личко цілувать, поки не дівчину любити, та ще своєю називать, поки не дівчину любити, та ще своєю називать. Лісу загублюся, нехай шукає він мене. Піду до моря, утоплюся, нехай не буде більш мене. Піду до моря, утоплюся, нехай не буде більш мене. Ворожка ворожила, мені ворожка сказала, мені ворожка ворожила, щоб не любила хлопців я, мені ворожка ворожила, щоб не любила хлопців я.
Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, hosted by Renata Hananets in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
The Foyina Petrikova Center in Lviv, Ukraine would like to say hello to the listeners of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Speaking with you today is Renata Hananets, a research fellow at the center. With stories we'll be presenting to you in the weeks ahead, we hope to take you on a short trip to Ukraine to discover a significant yet little-known facet of its rich and diverse heritage, the Ukrainian Jewish community. The Faina Petrikova Center is a scientific and cultural research institution based in Lviv that specializes in the preservation of the Ukrainian Jewish cultural heritage. When we meet next time, I will introduce you to the work of the center in greater detail. This time, I would like to tell you about a wonderful Jewish holiday called Lag BaOmer and how it is currently celebrated in Ukraine. Lag BaOmer is a Jewish holiday celebrated on the 18th day of the Hebrew month of Iyar. This year, on the Gregorian calendar, it falls on April 28th. Lag BaOmer occurs on the 33rd day of the counting of the Omer. This is the period of 49 days between the Jewish holidays of Passover and Shavuot. Lag BaOmer originates from the time of Rabbi Akiva, sometime around the 1st and 2nd centuries AD. Jewish documents report that 24,000 of his students died in a plague, which ended on the 33rd day of the counting of the Omer. Some scholars think that the plague refers to the Roman occupation of Jewish lands and that the students died resisting the Roman army. For religious Jews, the counting of the Omer is a time of spiritual growth. Weddings, dancing, and other forms of entertainment are usually forbidden during this time. However, since Lag BaOmer is a time of celebration, these restrictions are either lifted for the day or ended. An unusual tradition on Lag BaOmer is ritual haircuts for three-year-old boys. Some Jews, notably Hasidic Jews, wait until their son is 3 years old before giving him his first haircut. This is because the hair is thought to symbolize the fruit of a tree, which the Torah prohibits picking until the tree is 3 years old. For years, European Jews traveled to Western Ukraine to visit the gravesite of the great Jewish philosopher Atheres Tzvi of Zhidachev, also known as Reb Hershele. The site is located in the Jewish cemetery in Zhidachev, a Ukrainian town near Lviv. The Ohel, or chapel, of Reb Hershele is now under restoration atop his gravesite. Besides being a great philosopher, Reb Hershele was an incredibly giving person who lived a very modest life. He had one living room and the kitchen. Reb Hershele was not afraid to help the town people when it was an epidemic of cholera. He walked house to house and helped everyone independently of their faith. This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Petrikova Center in Lviv, Ukraine. Until the next time, shalom.
Thank you, Renata. Щиро дякую. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative.
This is Stefan Andrusiak from Rushnechok, and you're listening to Nash Holos with host Paulette McQuarrie. Дорогі слухачі від всіх наших членів оркестри Рушнечок, великий привіт вам! Ви слухаєте радіопередачу «Наш голос».
Bye, my little brother. очей не досипала і в дорогу проложала, і рушник вишиваний ти на щастя дала. Сховає, доктора го відшукає, і я їду до дівчини, що ще нравить мені.
Ukraine, that was a group called Brate Hajukina, which means the Viper Brothers, and that is from their CD Shchaslivoyi Doroge, or Bon Voyage, and that song was the Immigrant Song. Up next is Anatoly Rudenko and the Ukrainian folklore band Kayev from their collection of traditional Ukrainian folk songs, and Oykum Dokume Zalatsyavsya.
Конопельки обіцявся,
він сіяв, висівав, присіваючи казав, ти кума, ти душа, ти кругом кума хороша.
Ой, кум до куми залицявся,
ой, куми мой,
зібрати конопельки обіцявся,
він збирав, вибирав, висираючи казав, ти кума, ти душа, ти кругом кума хороша.
Сорочечку обіцявся,
він усім вишивав, вишиваючи казав, ти кума, ти душа, ти кумом кума хороша.
Ой, кум до куми залицявся,
ой, куми мої,
ти сорочечку обіцявся,
надівав, надівав, надіваючи казав, ти кума, ти душа, ти кумом кума хороша.
Please take the Nosh Holos survey and let us know your thoughts about the show. This will help us make sure that we deliver the kind of Ukrainian programming that you want to hear. Just go to the Nosh Holos website and click on the survey link. 10 quick questions and you're done. www.noshholos.com.
You're listening to Nosh Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
The world was changed for good that day, and we were just an element, the victims of an accident or nuclear experiment. Our occupiers played a card that none of them believed in, and gave us all the devil, but no choice, we had to breed him. The hammer banged, raised fallout dust, the sickle of uranium, poisoned lands and rivers, Belarusian and Ukrainian. These symbols now mean more than ideology that failed. They spell the Soviet sin that to this very day prevails. Chernobyl, there was a time when you could breathe. Chernobyl, you also had a history. Chernobyl, born in 1193. Chernobyl, did scriptures say it was to be? Their sickness lives in old and young, in children also blameless, a parting gift from a regime whose second name was shameless. There's something I can't understand, this crime was so severe, yet he who tried to hide it is a man now most revered. The sheep from Wales and Norway then got too sick to ignore. It seems for world opinion that their illness counted more than all the wrongs the Red Star brought to many eastern nations. Yet somehow it's still cool for some to guard its reputation. Chernobyl, there was a time when you could breathe. Chernobyl, you also had a history. Chernobyl, born in 1193. Chernobyl, did scriptures say it was to be? They read deluded diatribe by so-called expert thinkers in cafe bars in Islington, then preach to normal drinkers, a blind eye to the crimes of one, but we're all taught the other. Swastika, hammer, sickle, had the same bitch for a mother. Try Molotov and Ribbentrop in 1939. They planned to share out Europe, that was once upon a time. But 25 years ago was born Forbidden Zone. It's still today for some poor souls a poisoned place called home. Chernobyl, there was a time when you could breathe. Chernobyl, you also had a history. Chernobyl, born in 1193. Chernobyl, did scriptures say it was to be?
That was an original composition by Britain's Stepan Pasichnik, also known as Ludwig, and that was called simply Chernobyl. Up next is a special report that Keith Perron brings us regarding the role that amateur radio played in bringing the news of Chernobyl to the world.
At the end of April 1986, Jonathan Marks, host of Media Network on Radio Netherlands Worldwide, along with many thousands of people around the world, had no idea at what happened in Ukraine. People living in the Netherlands were celebrating Queen's Day. Jonathan tuned to Radio Moscow and Radio Kiev, but they didn't give many details either. We now take a listen to a piece Jonathan did on Media Network about the Chernobyl nuclear disaster. This was originally broadcast on the 2nd of May, 1986, on Radio Netherlands.
The Soviet government reports an accident at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant in the Ukraine, resulting in damage to one of the plant's nuclear reactors. Measures are being taken to deal with the aftermath of the accident and to help those affected.
Radio Kiev, much closer to the stricken reactor site, said exactly the same thing on Monday.
One of the nuclear reactors has been damaged. Measures for eliminating the consequences of the accident are being undertaken, and victims are being rendered assistance. And now, sports.
Only during Tuesday afternoon did the event start to get described as a disaster. Bearing in mind that the reactor accident happened on Saturday, one wonders if radiation had not been detected in Sweden and Finland, whether the Soviet media would have reported the problem at all. As news of the disaster became apparent, we turned to the amateur radio bands, namely 20 and 40 metres, to see whether ham radio might be used for emergency calls. Amateur radio operators in the Ukraine use call signs to identify themselves, beginning with UB5, UT5, UY5, or UZ5. We checked with the Dutch National Amateur Radio Society and the Radio Society of Great Britain to find out whether any emergency calls from the stricken area have been received. Two listeners in Western Europe, one in Denmark, the other here in Holland, claimed to have heard Soviet amateurs at different times describing the disaster. But these conversations haven't been heard by anyone else. Signals from amateurs in the Ukraine are being well heard at the moment, but the topics of conversation are limited to the usual amateur radio jargon. It's very unusual for it to be anything else. Pat Gowan is the European coordinator for the amateur radio satellite organisation AMSAT and regularly in touch with Soviet amateurs. As Pat's also involved in a number of propagation experiments, we asked him whether the Soviet nuclear disaster could affect the ionosphere and therefore radio conditions.
I wouldn't have thought it would have gone up as far as the ionosphere. It would take an enormous heat plume to take it up even to about 30 or 40 miles, Jonathan. Certainly, if the radiation level is very, very high indeed, you could certainly get ionization and local high noise levels, but I can't see a plume going up to, 300 kilometres. Well, we thought that we could hear higher noise level and effects following some of the big H tests, which they had at Bikini Atoll and things like this.
Mm-hmm.
But probably these were due to magnetic disturbances and the sort of long-term effects of the EMP. Enormous quantities of earth and water vapour were chucked up very high
mm-hmm.
with the heat. Well, I don't think you'd have had this. It's a scale, nothing like this.
No.
I think you could almost definitely say there would be no effects, Jonathan.
That piece was produced and presented by Jonathan Marks and originally aired on Media Network on Radio Netherlands Worldwide on the 2nd of May, 1986.
And special thanks to Keith Perron for preparing that special report for Nash Holos. Up next is Taras Petrenenko from Ukraine with his original composition on this same theme. The song is called Chernobylska Zona.
Чекався таки врешті-решт відповідного сходу. І плоду білокровий наш страх, чорнокровий наш сміх, ані спасу не. Замолений гріх, ти війшла в нашу плоть. Чорнобильська зона. Чорнобильська зона.
слухняно крокуєм, мов Богом забуті навіки. Каліки, рукотворна біда чернівецьких дітей і лахміття земного озону. Чи скінчиться потік смертоносних вістей, що співзвучні тобі? Чорнобильська зона.
Best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Sundays at 5 p.m. on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver. Saturdays around the world on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, and shortwave radio. And in Nanaimo, Wednesdays at 12 noon on CHLY 101.7 FM. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.nashholos.com. На жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, що часто дома ви сказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас таки такими словами мудрості. Хто корінь лиха знайде, той і біду обійде. And our proverb of the week translates as, to find the root of the problem is to solve it. And with that, we've come to just about the end of our program here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. To take us home, we have the female beat and the sapphire polka. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-Macquarie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do побачення.